In this episode, we're going to go on a meditation. A meditation that helps us to connect with our loved ones in the spirit world, but also to connect with our own higher self. To be at peace with ourselves in a nice, calm, loving atmosphere. And whenever we do a meditation, we sit quietly, relax our body, try to relax our minds. We set our intention through a prayer. You just do the prayer in your own mind. Ask to be guided for your highest good. Ask to be protected and loved. And for those that walk by you in the spirit world, that help you on your path, to draw close to you. And just sitting in your chair, make sure you've relaxed your shoulders. You're comfortable in your seat. Your legs aren't tense. You've relaxed all the muscles in your jaw. And you're not holding on to any of your angst or anxieties. Your breathing is shallow to begin with. But a good exercise is to follow a square breathing routine, where you breathe in for four, you hold for four, breathe out for four, and hold for four. And you do this four times. It really relaxes the body. It neutralizes the auric field. And it prepares you for your meditation and spiritual work. So just for a moment, begin your breathing exercise. Once you're settled, just let your breathing be natural. Thoughts will pop into your mind, just let them float away. Feel yourself relaxed in your chair, your feet firmly on the ground. And now try to visualize your feet in the grass. The grass of a beautiful meadow. It's that time between spring and summer, when all the spring flowers are still out, but the warmth of the summer air has filled the sky with a beautiful haze. You look around and you see fields and a little hilltop. There's an old trodden path leading to the hill. You see it at the base of your feet. Feel the warmth of the soil and the soft grass of the meadow beneath your feet. Feel yourself attached to the earth and hear the sounds all around you, the birds in the trees, the plains overhead. And you decide to start walking towards this hill that you feel drawn to. You feel the wind breeze running through the grasses as they flow to and fro with the wind. You feel comfortable, and even though you're on your own, you don't feel lonely. You feel excited and drawn to this hill. And as you get closer, you notice there's a giant tree sitting on the top of this hill. It draws you in closer, and as you get near it, you realise there's a bench underneath this tree, sitting in its shade. You walk up and you look around it, and you see how comfortable this bench is. And you decide to sit in the shade of this tree for some time. You take in deep breaths of the warm summer spring air. And you relax and begin another meditation while sitting on this bench. You let the thoughts drift through your mind. And as they do, you feel this warmth and peace surrounding you. But this bench is big enough for two or three people. And you begin to feel the presence of your guide sitting beside you. This guide is the one that has walked with you since you came to the earth. They are your guardian angel. They're your brother or sister. They know you better than everyone else. They guide you in your times of despair. And they guide you to your times of joy. They will be with you until you move on to the spirit world. They are the ones who allow others into your energy field at your will. And the closer your bond with this guide, the stronger all your spiritual work will be. As you sit there, try to become aware of this being. Do they feel male or female? Do they feel tall or short? Try to understand what they are like. What's their character? What life did they live the last time they were on the earth plane? How did you know them in that life? Have you been their guide while they've been on the earth? Think of that bond and that relationship. The unconditional love that's shared between you and your guardian angel. They've watched you in your darkest times. They've carried you when you thought you were alone. And they rejoice when you're happy. And just for a moment, sit peacefully in the presence of this guide. Maybe they share with you a word, an image, or maybe they leave behind with them a gift, a trinket, an object, or a symbol of their love and their connection with you. And as you sit there for a few more moments, you feel them leave and step to one side, although they are always with you. They are allowing another family member, someone who has walked with you on the earth plane and moved on into the spirit world, to come and sit where they were sat. A loved one who knew you as a child and saw your growth and has now moved on to the spirit world. But still they're able to see and guide you through all your hardships and all your victories. Let them share with you what they've learned of the spirit. What they've learned about life since their passing, and what they feel is important to tell you at this time. Now hold that for a moment in your mind, and just allow them to step aside again, leaving you on this bench. Sat in your own power, in your own peace, filled with their love for you. And now become aware of your feet on the ground again. Your eyes open, looking at the fields around you, sitting in the shade of this tree. The sun has now moved in the sky, and it's past noon and heading to evening. You decide to walk back down the path where you came and arrive back in your chair, feeling your feet on the ground. You begin to return to consciousness, waking up slowly, feet first, and feeling your whole body awake before you open your eyes. This meditation is the family tree meditation. You can return at any time, sit with your guides, and allow your loved ones in the spirit world to draw close to you. Learning which relationship is which, feeling your grandparents, the grandmother, grandfather, aunties, uncles, friends, acquaintances, helps you build up a knowledge of your inner senses, being able to tell which relationship is which. Helps you connect deeper with the spirit people who walk with you. And to finish any meditation, always make sure that you are fully conscious before you close down. And the best way to close down is just to say a little intention, a little affirmation, a little prayer, if you will. And just make sure that you are protected, loved, and ready to return to full waking consciousness.